my grandmother's one in particular was, you know, a devout Christian, served her well, gave her a lot of strength. My mother is a devout Christian, served her well, gave her a tremendous amount of strength. Well, one grandfather, you know, he kind of went along with both, whatever was necessary. And, you know, that the way I was brought up is, you know, that for a Dakota, you know, I you know, Dakota we choka ki ipazukta. The Dakota way of life gives you direction. And it's not a religious, you know, type path, and it's not a non-religious type path. It just is. You know, many questions that come up, the Dakota culture, Dakota spirituality or religion. In truth, there is no separation. You cannot be a Dakota without them both being together. And so when my grandparents or my grandmother and my mother, when they became Christian, they didn't adopt a religion. They just made it part of their life. There was, you know, in, you know, Christianity teaches, you know, except, you know, a few days out of a whole year are very special. To my parents, being Dakota and Christian at the same time, really, you know, every day is important. And so, you know, that the blending was not difficult, I don't suppose, for them. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, coming up as a Dakota, every day is important. There's no one special day to pray. Every day is a good day to pray. You get up in the morning, say a prayer. Go to bed at night, say a prayer. You know, so saying a prayer in a different religion really wasn't that difficult. Maybe learning of it was something, but for me, to look down the path and try to see what a Dakota would see, there is no special way to pray. That's one thing one of my grandfathers had taught me. And, you know, I told this to my mother and my aunt. And, you know, they thought it would be funny that he would say things like that to a young boy, but, you know, grandfathers don't always tell their children what they're teaching. But he was, because I asked him, because my grandmother, you know, was a devout Christian, she made sure she was, you know, at all the church functions. Her father, as you may have learned from my aunt Gary, was a devout Christian or a lay reader, you know. But Grandpa wasn't quite as active. And I asked him how come, and he says, well, he said, I don't need to go to the church to pray. I can go outside and pray. And, you know, like I said, I don't know whether he was actually Christian or otherwise, you know, he was just my grandpa. But he said, you know, one day you're going to have to choose, and he was speaking Dakota at the time, so, you know, that I would have to choose either to, you know, pray as a Christian prays or try to pray as a Dakota prays. And he said, but you always have to remember, no matter what people say to you, he said, if someone is praying in a manner that you don't understand, he said, you don't have to understand it. You don't even have to believe in it, but you have to respect the fact that they believe. He said, then, into the future, if you respect that people believe in a different way and pray in a different way, then there's hope that they will give you the same respect for the way you decide to pray. And so what he was telling me, there is no difference. The difference is in the people themselves, not in the prayer and where it goes.